Hey, it's Mal.
And Maddie, and this is Matter of Fact.
Just two best friends dabbling in speaking with superficial knowledge on our subjects.
In other words, a smattering of facts. I think I almost blew out my eardrums.
From what?
You.
It's
Hey,
not.
it's Mel. I was like, whoa. But it turns out I had my volume all the way up on my computer, so
Oh, okay.
that could have been it. I desperately need to hear the two stories that you have for me today.
Two stories.
The
What's going
first.
on outside right now?
No. I want to start with the text that you sent me.
Well, first I have a question. Do they do fireworks for Monday, Thursday?
For what?
Today's Monday, Thursday, and that's the only reason I can think of that there would possibly be
Oh.
fireworks because there were fireworks going on outside.
No, I don't
I'm
know,
like,
dude.
I don't think that's a holiday where you usually shoot off fireworks, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like a Passover thing? I don't know.
Never heard of that.
Like the end of Passover?
No idea.
Okay. I just want to go over this text that you sent me at 10:03 p.m. yesterday. It
Oh.
says, sitting on the couch, and I look down, and there's a spider crawling on my shirt. And I saw, out of, because it popped up on my phone, I saw a laughing emoji at first. And I looked over at Brandon, and I was like, Mallory just sent this text with a laughing emoji at the end. I was like, absolutely not. That's not a laughing thing. And then I went to reply, and I was like, it's a crying emoji.
Yes, very much crying. I was freaking out.
Yeah, please tell me the whole story.
I mean, that is the whole story. I literally was just sitting on the couch.
How big was it?
Not like really big, but I don't even know like what made me look down. Like I was like gonna like look at my phone or something, and it was literally just like crawling across my stomach.
Bye. Time
I
to
was
burn
like,
it.
ah! That's what my sister said too.
So then let's go back to Sunday at 8:49 p.m. That says, well, I have another bath story. I think I'm cursed. And then I said, oh no, what happened? And you said, LOL, maybe I should wait to talk about it on the podcast. Let's just say the maintenance man will be coming tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
I've been in suspense since Sunday.
Yeah. So we talked about my horrible bath experiences previously, like a few episodes ago. And Sunday, I was like, I'm just gonna try again. Like I
I'm
can't
just
like
gonna try.
I'm just gonna try like what is this like the fourth or fifth time? Like I'm just gonna try again. I know that the water will probably not like it will probably leak. And I don't know if I got like the wrong type of seal thing for my tub or what. But I was like, it's okay. Like, I'll still have like a few. Like, I decided to take it back in the first place because I was like cold. I like was kind of just like had the chill and I just want to like warm up. And so I was like, I'm not planning on being in there for very long anyway. Like, it's fine if the water like drains slowly while I'm in there, whatever. So, do my thing. I warm up perfectly. It's all good. I drain the bath and I'm like, wow, that actually went really well. I'm so proud of myself.
Wow, okay.
And then I walk downstairs.
Oh no.
And so, like, our bathroom is like right above our kitchen. And there's like a part of the ceiling right underneath, like, where the bathtub drain kind of is. And it had leaked all over. Like, it was like right on top of the refrigerator. So it like leaked all over the refrigerator, down the refrigerator, like all over the floor, like a puddle. And there was just like a crack that was like 6 to 8 inches long, and like it was kind of like sagging down a little
Oh my gosh.
bit. So
That's
I was
not
like,
good. Wait,
yeah.
so like I'm assuming Jaeger wasn't home then to like
He
hear
was, but
water.
like it was like late at night. Well, it was like
Oh,
8:30.
okay. So he wasn't like downstairs watching TV and like hearing water like splash.
No, he was in
It
like.
was late at night, like 8:30.
Well, it was like too late for like maintenance to come and
I know,
like
I just think that's funny.
yeah,
Oh
but
my
yeah.
gosh.
So then I was like, well, crap.
Yeah.
And so then we had to they had to I don't know. We were worried about like our showers the next morning, and it wasn't leaking really from a shower at all.
Interesting.
But I think it was just like the bathtub, like all that water draining at once. Maybe. I
Wow.
don't know. I didn't notice it the first bath though. So I don't know. But yeah, they had to like
That's
cut,
quite
like
the adventure.
they had to like open up this big panel in the wall and like fix, I don't even know, something like one of the pipes or something was leaking or whatever. So they had to fix that. And then all they did was just like literally like patch up the crack with caulk.
Oh, good.
It's fine. It's a rental. I don't really
Yeah.
care, but it was like, okay. Was it
Yeah.
at least dry in there before you like sealed it up? Like, is it gonna get all moldy in there now? Like,
Ew, ew, ew. I don't even
whatever.
want to think about that.
I don't know. It's like, great. So anyway,
Well,
I think I'm cursed
yeah. I'm
because
trying to
every time
think
I
if
try to take a
anything
bath.
that exciting happened to me this week. I don't think, not in that sense, no. Nope.
Aren't you lucky?
Yes, I am. For
Yeah.
now. Do you remember when my like family's like entire, because like the washer and dryers were on the first floor, and then on like the bottom floor was like the storage room. We like came home one day and it was just flooded in the whole like half of the house on the first floor and the bottom floor because it went down through the ceiling. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Ugh. I remember what pants I was wearing. They're like these polka dot, like purple and white
I know exactly which ones you're
beanies.
talking about.
Remember when I used to wear things like with color on them, as I'm wearing literally
A
all
lot
black
of you
today?
used to wear a lot of like orange and blue and
Bright
purple
pink.
on purple and
The blue on blue. Lots of, I was like, blue matches blue. There's That's how that
I'm pretty
goes.
sure with those like purple pants, you wore like purple top and like a purple scarf at one point.
Oh, 100%. That was like peak middle school me. Yeah, and then I became really good friends with you, and my wardrobe lost all of its saturation, so.
I know, right? But I feel like recently I've actually been adding more color in.
I do have like some very nice like
It's
spring
weird.
dresses, which I
It's
should
weird.
break out for Easter.
Like, I literally was like looking, I don't know, like at clothes I'd recently bought, and they're all like colorful. And I was like,
Wow.
solid colors and like pastels, but like
But colors nonetheless. No,
colors.
I put on my outfit today and I was like, this is all black. Every from the pants to the socks. Well, the only thing that was not black that I was wearing today was my shoes and my hair clip. It has blue in it. But
Yep.
yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, I ruined you.
Oh no, I love it. I was like, 'cause I had to bring my computer to work today and my computer, which is black, and my iPad, which is black, and my three speakers, which are black, and my phone, which is black, and my fanny pack, which is black, and of course I'm wearing all black.
Your water bottles that are black.
And I also had my water bottle that is black. And my students were like, "You really outdid yourself today, didn't you?" And I was like, "Oh, and my watch is black too." So like they're like, "It's just everything you have is black." And I was like, it all matches, okay? Endless colored opportunities.
True.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Well, so in a very Mallory-like fashion,
Oh
I
no.
tried to just do like light research that was very broad, like how you did like fun facts of the human body.
Yeah.
And then I like got caught on something, and then I just went
Oh
like
boy.
it's still like overall fun facts, but it's like narrowed into like one topic.
Okay.
So at first, so well, never mind. So today,
Okay.
I guess we're just talking about like astronauts.
Oh, space. We haven't been to space.
Yes, yeah. So originally, I was gonna do like just overall of space, but then I started learning about like spacesuits and all the crazy like technology and everything. And I was like, whoa. And
Yeah.
then like I
That's
learned so
wild.
much about
I'm just
spacesuits and they're really
very excited.
cool.
We're not just talking about like the human astronauts, we're talking about like the actual like equipment and stuff too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not actually talking about like really any like astronaut or person in general.
Okay.
There are like a couple like short stories, I guess. But really, it's just about like astronauts and just like, just,
Awesome. I'm excited.
So,
A needle point.
I don't know how to
Oh,
like
my voice
segue
is
into
still
this,
dying.
but your voice is still weak.
It's bad. I was listening. I was editing the episode today, and I was like listening to it. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like 2 octaves lower than it used to be. But the only reason my voice hasn't recovered is because I am doing so much like talking at children in a loud open field house over music and other people's music and stuff. And I'm just like,
Right. Drink some
for
tea.
like
Get
3 hours.
some throat coat.
I got my wine here, so
Oh,
maybe that'll
next best
help.
thing.
LOL.
Okay. So I'm like all sorry. I'm like in a different chair today and just craziness. Okay. So the word astronaut comes from the Greek words, I don't know how to pronounce this, astron nautes. Knots, maybe it's just knots. Which means star sailor.
Ooh, wait, that's cute.
I
That's
know.
cute.
I know. I mean, I mean, it makes sense. Okay. So, what are spacesuits made out of? Have you ever wondered?
I have actually. I'm already taking us off topic. But one of my favorite books is The Martian.
I still haven't
And
read that,
oh
actually.
my
I've
goodness,
watched the
you.
movie, but not read the
No,
book.
the book is so much better. Like
What
Matt
you get to
Damon does a
see
good job, but like
is a butt.
okay. So but in the book they talk of because he like gets stranded on Mars. And so he like they talk like he, it feel like they talk a lot about like the science and stuff of like what's in like a like all the world of like a space pod or like whatever he
Yeah.
crashed in or whatever. So I like kind of might know a few things, but not off the top of my head. Like when I hear them, I might know them.
Yeah. So astronauts who actually go out in space, there's basically they wear like two different types of space suits. So there's like the space suit that's more of like a it's just kind of like a jumpsuit almost type thing. And
Like for
that's like
in the ship.
yeah, so they wear that when during like launch and like
Yeah,
into
it's
space and then like
like
re-entry.
janitors or
Yeah. They're
prison
usually orange, so they kind of look
nurse.
like prison jumpsuits with a helmet. We'll
Actually, I
get
don't
in.
know why that's so funny to me. You're a prisoner in space.
Yeah. We'll get into like those ones a little later. But then so first we're going to talk about the other type of spacesuit, which is when they're going outside into space, the one that protects them. And it's specifically
Whoa.
designed for something that they call spacewalks.
Whoa.
So a spacewalk is a type of extravehicular
Vehicular?
activity,
Vehicular?
which is they call it an EVA, okay? So
Okay.
I only had to say that
Don't say,
once.
yeah, just don't say it anymore.
And an EVA is any activity done by an astronaut in an outer space outside of like an aircraft. So usually they're like walking
Whoa.
around like outside the International Space Station and stuff like that. Fun fact,
Floating.
I saw the International Space Station fly over, I think it was a year or two ago.
What?
When I was up at college, they like announced that it was gonna be flying overhead. And so actually I was with Josh
Oh, hey, Josh.
because he was really interested in it. And so we went out to like this like farm field, you know, like where it was like clear sky, and we like saw it like go over our heads. It was awesome. Anyway,
That's pretty cool.
yeah. So a spacesuit, this like EVA suit, can have up to 16 layers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of layers. I'm not gonna
So
lie.
each like layer performs different functions, from keeping oxygen within the spacesuit to protecting from space dust. Overall, just like there's no atmosphere in space, so they have to have like protection from elements around them and like radiation and whatnot.
You know, like being like really close to the
Yeah, that.
sun.
So closest to the astronaut's skin is called like a cooling garment, and it makes up like the first three layers.
Whoa.
And then on top of it, we're gonna go like kind of go into each layer, but
It's
this is
like
like an
talking about like
overview.
the Earth's
Yeah.
layers.
So they have like a cooling garment, and then on top of that, they have what's called like a bladder layer. It's filled with gas to create proper pressure for the body and holds in the oxygen for breathing.
Whoa.
So it's like a
A bubble.
yeah, I was gonna
Like a bladder.
like I don't know the thing that like babies grow in.
Oh, a uterus.
No.
Oh, the what is, the sack. What is it called?
Yes, the sack.
Oh no, what is it called? Is it the amniotic sac or is that just the fluid?
Well, there's the placenta too.
No, the
That's part of
placenta is
it.
the afterbirth.
Yeah, but isn't that like
No,
what
it's
you're getting rid of?
I'm not gonna ask me questions.
Isn't
It's
that
a
what's like
sack.
inside of the sack? Okay, anyway.
No, then I wouldn't be the sack itself. That'd be like the cooling layer.
Yeah, okay.
Your baby is an astronaut.
So next is the
An
rip.
intronaut. I'm
Or
so fun.
next.
You know how
Oh my
astronauts
gosh.
are like tethered to like the ship by like something? It's like the umbilical cord.
Not a fun. I did not mean to make that comparison, but oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. So next is
You see.
the rip stop liner. And it's just like a tear resistant, probably, so this bladder layer doesn't pop open. I don't know. And then
Wonder why your bladder pops.
there's like several layers of insulation that acts like a thermos, to like maintain the temperature inside the suit. And then the white outer layer reflects heat and sunlight.
Wow.
And then that is also made out of a fabric that has three different kinds of threads.
What, whoa.
So like one of the threads provides water resistance, one provides fire resistance, and one is a material that they use to make bulletproof vests.
So how did they get them all like woven closely enough that they actually perform their functions?
I have no idea. It's
Interesting.
crazy to me that like in one piece of fabric, there's like water and fire resistance. Like, how do they do
That's
that?
crazy. That's
I don't
crazy.
know. Okay, so the cooling garment. Stuff close to your skin. It's made of like a spandex material and like a bunch of like water tubes. So it's about
Whoa.
there's actually about 300 feet of water
Whoa.
tubes woven into this tight fitting piece of clothing.
Do they actually pump water through them?
Yeah, so it covers the entire body except for the head. And chilled water flows through the tubes near the spacewalker's skin, and it regulates their body temperature and removes the extra heat during the spacewalk. So they can, like, because they're like in this insulated suit. So, like, if they
Yeah.
start to get overheated, like, it like helps prevent that and like
Wait,
just,
that's so cool, though.
yeah. And vents in the garment actually draw sweat away from the astronaut's body and help with circulation inside. So
Oh.
that layer alone is really cool.
Wow. And that's just like one of the three layers of that three? Because there's three cooling layers?
Yeah, I don't really know how that works, but yeah.
Okay. Cuckoo.
Okay, so then there's like the
They'd have to
hard.
be pretty small, like water tubes, wouldn't they?
I know, I was like trying to think about this and I was like, how small are these tubes? It's gotta
For it
be.
to be like flexible enough for you to like
Right,
have
and
even
like
a little bit of
comfortable.
movement. Yeah.
So then you have like the hard upper torso, which is like very lightweight, but it's like really strong, kind of almost like armor, I guess. And it
Okay.
connects the inside of the suit with the appropriate systems inside the portable life support system. And then it connects like the arms and like gloves. Like it kind of like is the backbone or like the skeleton of the suit.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So it has like an exoskeleton.
Right. So the life support system that it's like connected to is like this backpack that they wear on their back, and it houses all the supplies and equipment used to like make the suit work. So like the water tubes and like oxygen, and there's like a fan in there that like circulates the oxygen, and
So
then
it's like
also
really heavy.
I would imagine so.
I guess
I
it
mean, you're
has
in
all of.
space, so there's no gravity, so you don't really.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be like pulling on your body.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it like circulates the oxygen and then it also like removes like the carbon dioxide. And it
Whoa.
like also provides electricity for the radio communication.
Whoa.
So
Wait, this is very fascinating.
I know. So then you have the gloves. So astronauts must be able to work with like objects and like be able to like pick them up and like have like really good like dexterity. Sorry, I'm like out of breath. Okay.
We just got really excited talking about astronaut suits.
I know.
We're just on the
So
gloves.
the fingers are the part of the body that gets coldest in space, and I would say on Earth because my hands are always freezing.
You also have a medical condition, so.
True. It's not officially diagnosed,
No,
but
but sus sorry, suspected,
my
but.
doctor did say like you probably have this.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh yeah, okay, sorry. Fingers are the coldest. And so basically the gloves inside have little heaters in them to keep the fingers
Oh,
warm.
that's what I need.
I know. So they're able to like move their fingers and use their hands.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So like the whole lower section of the suit is called the lower torso, and it's made up of the pants, the boots, and like the lower half of like the waist closure. There's kind of like a belt that like helps, or like there's like I guess it's called a waist bearing, and it helps the astronaut move and turn. And it kind of just like connects the lower torso and like the hard upper torso. And fun fact, the new suits that will be used that they're like trying to develop for like future missions, include like more flexible pieces. So like astronauts are better or like able to move better and like bend at the knees and like with hiking style type boots. And being able to actually walk instead of like kind of like hopping, like you see like the Apollo moonwalkers doing.
Yes, that's cool. They're
Yeah.
trying to give them more dexterity.
Right. So we kind of talked about like the communication system. Basically, they have like audio equipment, like earphones and microphone built in, to like a radio so that they can talk to other crew members, obviously, and like mission control. And the helmet serves both as a pressure bubble. It's made of strong plastic to keep the pressure of the suit contained. And then it also has a ventilation system that provides astronauts with that oxygen. It also, I was like reading, I guess it's like common for like your face to get itchy or something, or like think about like not being able to like touch your face or whatever when you're like probably like you might be like sweating or something for like hours and hours. And I guess some of like the newer helmets contain like a small foam block inside that you can use that astronauts use to like scratch their nose and stuff.
How do
But like
they
I
move
also
it
read,
around?
I don't know, but I guess like another like it was kind of created by this other astronaut, I think in like the 70s, and I don't remember his name, but he used to put like little strips of Velcro inside his helmet so that he could like itch his face.
Good for him.
Okay, yeah. So then outside of this like pressure bubble is this like protective visor that keeps the pressure bubble from getting like scratched up or damaged. And then on top of this protective visor is the sun visor and the sun shades. So the sorry, excuse me. The sun visor has a special gold coating that works kind of just like sunglasses. Like the whole helmet is just like one big sunglass lens,
Cool.
obviously, so they can protect themselves from the sun.
That's always important,
Yeah.
if not a necessity.
So I guess the helmet on the suits that will be worn for the Artemis, is it Artemis missions?
Artemis?
I don't really know what the, is that what's I should have looked that up before. I don't know if that's like what because they're planning a trip to Mars.
Yes, time to
I don't know.
colonize.
I don't know. Someone looked that up.
Someone email us.
Basically, their helmets will feature like a new quick swap protective visor that protects against the abrasive dirt of planetary bodies.
Oh.
And it will feature more of like an elliptical shape instead of like a circle, I guess, or like a sphere to provide better view of the ground and space and around like their feet.
We're gonna look so silly.
I know. I saw like some like sketches or like designs for like the new spacesuits that they're making, and they look weird.
I'm looking it up right now. New spacesuits. Spacesuit for NASA's Artemis 3 moon surface mission.
Okay, so the
Oh,
moon.
they're like black and orange and blue. Oh,
Yeah.
and the heads are like, it's like a little teardrop.
Oh, really? It's weird.
Yeah. They have like a full. This is from the NASA website, but I'm gonna look at other pictures. You can keep talking. Oh no, this one looks like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Wait, that looks so stupid.
Some of them looked like you know, like in Monsters, Inc. The
Yeah,
guys in like the
it's
hazmat suits, like that's what it
2022.
reminded
They
me
were
of.
2319.
Yeah, 2319. Exactly.
Interesting.
Another thing that is important to know that an astronaut must wear, especially during like takeoff and all that, is a it's like an adult diaper. It's like a special type of diaper.
Oh.
But they call them maximum absorbency garments. And so when
That's
astronauts have
necessary.
to complete these long spacewalks or, you know, they're flying in space, they can't like take off all this heavy equipment to like just go to the bathroom. So they rely on these diapers for
Yeah.
hygiene and safety. But like,
Wow.
oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's like the basic overview of like the spacesuit.
That's interesting.
And they're also kind of designed to be like made with interchangeable parts. So like because astronauts, there's not really like a male and female suits. They're kind of just like all the same, like unisex. But they do have, because people are way different sizes, you know, heights, especially like male to female, usually there's a bigger gap.
Right.
They have like they're able to like take off like the arms and like have like longer arms or like shorter and taller torsos and stuff.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is interesting. I guess you would have to like think so much about all of the stuff. Like my brain doesn't think about all of that, but like when you like outline it like that, it's like, wow, that really makes sense. Like you would have to know those things.
I know, right?
Like you couldn't like create something and like not think about like specifications of things like that, especially for such like a long mission if they're going to be in something for so long.
I know, yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
So, if you're wondering how much spacesuits cost,
Oh dear.
they're actually they're most of the suits that they currently use are like over 40 years old, like they were made in the 70s.
Oh, that would make me feel really comfortable as an astronaut going up into space. That's well over, that's like 50 years old.
Yeah. So in 1974, when like most of these spacesuits were made, they cost at that time to be around like 20 million. And today that would be about 150 million each.
That's why our nation is in debt. Just kidding. The leak has got to be a contributing factor. That's a lot of money.
I know, yeah, but
We don't even
so
know everything about like our own planet.
I know.
We're putting all this energy to go into outer space because we're scared of the deep oceans.
Yeah. So even though they're like still using these suits, like since 2009, NASA has been investing a lot more, like over $200 million in like spacesuit development. So they're like developing them. But like actually, so like they have prototypes, but to actually like produce them is just so expensive. Like,
Jeez Louise, I can't imagine. Yeah, to be like that specific and like to be like they have to be fail-proof. You cannot like put someone out in a suit that is gonna
right.
potentially like
I can imagine like all the testing
fail.
that has to take
That's
place.
probably partly why they're so expensive, is because people have to like do so much testing on every single little part and then all of it together. And
So Dr. Kathleen Lewis, who is a curator of the International Space Programs and Spacesuits at the Smithsonian, the National Air and Space Museum, she kind of like puts it into perspective. So spacesuits are so expensive because they're literally like complex human-shaped spacecraft. She says, think about them in terms of spacecraft, not as spacecraft, not space crap, not as a work clothes. So a spacesuit, yeah. So a spacesuit has to like protect an astronaut from space, from radiation, from fast traveling particles, all that we kind of talked about. You know, it provides all the oxygen, communications, all that stuff. So it's literally like their own mini like spacecraft.
Yeah. Well, it would have like it would have to be. I know I
Yeah.
keep saying that, but like it would just, oh my gosh.
I know.
I'd be so scared.
So, yeah. So I mentioned like they made a bunch of spacesuits in 1974. Actually, 18 suits were developed for like the space shuttle program that was going on then. And they've lost a lot of those 18 original suits. One of them was like only used for certification. Another one was like destroyed during like ground testing. Two were lost in the Challenger disaster of 1986. Another two were destroyed in the Columbia disaster in 2003. One of them, there was a
Maybe we
SpaceX.
should make different suits. I mean, I guess like those disasters weren't like the suit's fault, but like.
So it's like, why don't we just make more suits? Because it's
But
expensive. And
like you want to continue sending people up to space, it's going to be expensive regardless. I feel like you don't skimp on something like a suit, an exterior spacecraft for
I
people who
know.
like you're not like,
Yeah.
oh, and you get the $1 million suit while everyone else gets the $150 million
Right.
suit.
Yeah, so that leaves like 11 suits, because there was also like the SpaceX 7's cargo mission mishap. I don't really know about that, but one of them was lost in that. But like 7 of those like 11 that weren't destroyed or whatever, are just in various stages of like kind of disrepair. So that leaves only 4 flight-ready spacesuits that they have at the ISS.
Great. That's really excellent.
Yeah, and not only are like the suits themselves just kind of like dwindling, but the parts to repair them as well. So like some components, for example, the CO the carbon dioxide sensor, they're no longer produced. Like no like factory like makes them anymore, I guess. And like many of the vendors who originally produced them are no longer in business anyway. So, because it was the 70s. So not only
Yeah.
can are they like you know just go like getting worn out, they can't even like repair them anymore.
Well,
So
sounds like it's time to make new suits.
probably.
Like, they have a formula, right? Like, they know how to make them.
I think they're trying to make them better,
Okay.
but well, because they like they're preparing for like this. I guess they're going on another moon mission, and they're also I think they really are going to Mars at some point. Okay, so we kind of already touched on this, but why are spacesuits all white on the outside?
Yeah.
Like you'd think like the different countries would have, you know, like their colors or whatever, like the
Yeah.
Olympics or whatever. So the reason for this color is actually a life-saving reason.
Okay.
First of all, NASA's first kind of like spacesuits that they developed weren't white. They actually had silver suits at first. And that was for like their first manned space flight. I think it was called Project Mercury, if I'm not mistaken. And they actually didn't go out and they actually didn't reach space. It was just kind of like an atmosphere
Right.
mission, like within Earth. And thankfully, they didn't go into space because I don't think it would have been that good.
Yeah.
So spacesuits have to be highly reflective to reflect back all the radiation from the sun.
That makes sense.
And basically, white is more reflective than silver, and it's just the best option for this. Like, that's the most reflective color because science. So on Earth, the atmosphere shields us from about 77% of the sun's radiation, but astronauts in space don't have any shield, obviously. They're very vulnerable to extreme temperatures. I think it was like negative 250 degrees to like 250 degrees positive. So it's like very cold, very hot. Severe sunburn and like risk of like cancer
Ugh.
from like all the
Could
radiation.
you imagine the kind of sunburn for that? Like,
It would be instant, like third degree.
instant death.
Yeah. So that's why they're white. And then we kind of talked about earlier the like suit they wear underneath, like the bright orange one that they use for like takeoff and everything and like on the spaceship. So they were originally bright orange because they function kind of like a safety vest. So like
Yeah.
if something were to happen and they had to like evacuate the ship or something, the orange is very easy to spot. Like against the blue sky and like the ocean. So that's why they were orange. That being
Huh.
said,
That
though,
is just interesting. 'Cause yeah, you wouldn't want like blue and like a blue ocean.
right. But that's kind of like an older style. Like now they're kind of getting away from that. They don't have to like rely on the color anymore because they have much more advanced systems of like tracking astronauts, like GPS. So the space agencies are getting more creative with colors like dark blue and like yellow and stuff like that.
Yeah, interesting.
And another thing is that for this upcoming Mars mission, which could take about like 3 years to like complete, I don't know if it's like 3 years to like get to Mars or just there and back. They're worried about like astronauts suffering like se from se severe boredom and depression because they're just, you know, hanging out in a spaceship for 3 years.
With the same people in a very close
And
space. Yeah.
literally wearing a diaper, eating dehydrated food.
Don't know why anyone would think that's depressing at all. What are you talking about?
So, what
I
is,
love wearing a diaper and
I
eating
know, right?
dehydrated food
Literally. So,
in a
what is
close
there?
space.
So what is their solution to this
Dog.
problem?
Dogs.
No.
No.
Colorful or patterned spacesuits.
That's the solution.
Literally. So they're like, if we try to design
That's
cool looking spacesuits and like with multiple colors, you know, make them like interchangeable so they can like change their clothes and like be cool, like cool colors, that's gonna solve all of their depression and
oh,
boredom.
that'll do it. They'll be like, let's see how many different combinations we can do with the colors.
Just like really sad. I was like, what? No. No.
No.
Oh
Like
gosh. Like that would be entertaining for like a
give
day
them
or
like
two.
a pet rock or something. I don't know.
A
Like
pet rock.
a fish. Like have it float around in a little bubble of water. That would be
I wonder if that could
entertaining.
actually happen.
I don't know. I just had the thought in my head.
Okay. So I don't know how long we've been going, but
I don't either. Probably
it's
should
fine.
time ourselves because sometimes I like look at the amount of time when I sit down to edit and I'm like, well, that's not getting done right now.
Okay, sorry.
But okay.
So, space suit malfunctions.
Whoa.
Okay, brace yourself.
Base suit.
Surprisingly, there has never been a serious accident involving like a space like from a space suit like malfunctioning or anything,
Okay.
meaning no one has died. There's definitely been
Well,
like
that's good.
close calls. So on a shuttle mission STS-37 in 1991, a metal rod poked a tiny hole in Jay Apt's glove, but he didn't notice until he came back inside. So I guess it wasn't that big of a problem, but
All right.
like
They're
that would
like,
be like
that's
so
an
scary. Like
oxygen leak.
imagine just like walking out into space and like not knowing if your suit is like if there's like a hole, like a tiny little pinprick of a hole or something, or like one of the systems isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Carlos Nor gosh, Noriga? Noriga? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Carlos. Carlos. He was closing out an EVA in 2000 when a sip of water went down the wrong way and he started like coughing, and a single drop hit his helmet visor, which I guess they're coated with like the soapy material to prevent fogging, and the
Okay.
just drop of water hit the visor and bounced right back into his eye.
Great.
So it was like a soapy drop of water that like stung like crazy. And so he was like blinded until he could like get back inside and remove his helmet. And I guess like this is a problem that's happened again. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield had the same thing happen, except that it happened to both eyes and he couldn't see at all.
Oh
And
my gosh.
it took more than half an hour for the tears to evaporate because tears don't fall in 0G.
Yeah.
It's another fun fact. They basically just like if you cry, they just like collect on your face and just create these large like tear globules.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Ew, that's gross. Don't say globules.
That's what the article said.
That's gross. Who
Yeah.
said that? Who
So
allowed that?
basically, like, imagine just like coughing on a drink of water and that happening to you.
Nope.
So, even so, like, what's Hollywood's favorite like space disaster scenario? It's the astronaut drifting off alone, like I guess Sandra Bullock in like Gravity. Just kind of like floating off. I never saw that movie, but I don't know if it was it good? I don't know.
I didn't think I ever saw it, but I know that like my family really liked it, but they also really like Sandra Bullock. So
I mean, as do I.
maybe I should watch, maybe we should watch a movie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down. So basically, that isn't much of a risk, this like whole drifting off thing. They have very well done procedures in which everything's checked, double checked, triple checked by, your
Yeah.
buddy. And astronauts are very careful, like mountain climbers, when it comes to like tethering themselves to the station. They actually have one long safety tether on a spring-loaded reel.
Yeah.
Plus, they have smaller supplemental ones that are like attached to their suit, as well as they have like a mini jet pack called a SAFER, which it might be an acronym for something, I don't know. But it's basically like a life vest for space,
Okay.
so like it can bring them back if the tethers fail.
All right. Like a little
Yeah.
kind of thing.
So
And no
probably
one
the
saw
most
that hand
what?
gesture, but I said no one saw that hand gesture, but like,
Oh, right.
yeah.
Yeah, I just like sucked back. I don't know. I have no idea. This probably
True.
doesn't have a lot of power, but so probably like the scariest thing that's happened with like a spacesuit malfunction was in 2013. The European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano, not Parmesan,
Okay.
Parmigiano,
You love a good
reported.
Parmigiana, though.
So basically, he was out on a spacewalk and his helmet started filling up with water,
That's terrifying.
and it just kept filling. Like he was like. He was just like more and more certain that water's increasing. He can feel it covering the sponge on his like headphones. And like he was like wondering if he's gonna like lose audio contact. He also doesn't know like is it gonna fill up this whole helmet? Like, am I gonna drown in my spacesuit? I guess it had like completely covered like the front of the visor too, kind of like sticking to it and like obscuring his vision. And so he was like, okay, I gotta get back to the space station. So he was like trying to get back, but he was like, he had to like flip his body position to like be upside down, I guess, to like see better. But
Okay.
Unfortunately, at like the same time that happened, like the sun was like setting too. And so he could not see because there was no light.
My
And
God.
yeah.
That's terrifying.
So then he's like upside down. But then the water starts to like cover his nose. And he just like is having trouble breathing, obviously. And it was just like a whole thing. He ended up making it back to the ISS safe and sound. But it was like kind of a close call and like really scary, obviously. And I
Yeah.
guess the cause was that contamination had clogged up the filters in the suit, and it led to like the buildup of fluid, so it kind of just like got backed up or something.
No, that's horrifying.
Yeah,
That's
imagine
absolutely horrifying.
like that's like the last thing that you think about, like how to die in space is drowning.
Yeah. The first thing I thought about when you said that he was on a spacewalk was like, do you think, like, because they're out there for like 3 years and like extreme boredom, they're ever just like, need some space from you guys and just like go outside the spacecraft.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Go out
Well,
into space.
so putting on a spacesuit takes 45 minutes, about
Oh.
including it,
It's like,
including
I
like.
need some space from you guys. Like, storms off, and it's like 45 minutes later, and like, just kidding. I'm good now.
Yeah,
I come
literally.
off.
So, like on Earth, a spacesuit weighs approximately like 280 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Without the astronaut in it, like that's just the suit itself. So you're asking if they're heavy? Yeah, they're heavy. So yeah. And when they're putting on the spacesuit, it takes like time to like adapt to like the lower pressure that's like inside the suit. And then they have to spend, after they put on this whole suit, they have to spend then another like hour breathing pure oxygen. Just straight up pure oxygen before going outside. So it's a very long process.
Do they like put on like a Netflix show or something that they like downloaded, like
I don't know. I mean, I would
while they're
hope.
sitting there breathing oxygen?
Literally.
Talk about like a meditative, like secluded retreat.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ooh.
that, wow, that's quite the process.
I know. So, fun fact. The astronaut Alan Shepard is the only person to hit a golf ball on the moon.
Wow, good for him. It's not like a lot of other people had the chance to.
Well, I know.
Wow.
They're still there on the moon too, the golf
They
balls.
didn't clean it up.
Nope. There's like a lot of things that astronauts have left on the moon. Like one of them left like a picture or something of like his family, and like it will never like it's never gonna like decay or like break down because it's just in vacuum space.
Well, I mean, the moon landing was false anyway, so.
Oh my
I'm
goodness.
just kidding, guys. I know it wasn't. It's just a, this is for you, Mom. It's just a conspiracy theory.
Right. Yeah, actually this episode is a segue into that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know my next episode.
Oh my gosh.
We already did like the Earth is hollow. Or like, is
Well,
the Earth
that's the
hollow?
Earth, not the
But
moon.
that's what I'm saying. We're just like, now that you've launched us into space, think
Right?
about all of the conspiracy theories we could cover.
Oh my goodness. So, have you ever heard of a cosmonaut?
I've heard the word, I'm not sure what it means.
Okay. So, what's the difference between a cosmonaut and an astronaut?
Yes.
So, astronauts are people trained and certified by either NASA, which is obviously the American Space Agency,
Really? I didn't know.
the ESA, which is Europe, the CSA, Canada, or the JAXA, which is Japan.
Oh,
So, all
those are
those
just.
people are called astronauts. And then, literally,
I like
just
how
the.
Europe is just like, we'll just umbrella everyone in here.
I
But
know, right?
Canada was like, we need our own.
Yep. So the cosmonauts are literally just people trained and certified by specifically the Russian Space Agency.
Oh,
So it's
okay.
really kind of
My dream of being a cosmonaut shall not happen.
So basically, like on a basic level, it's the same thing. It's just
Okay.
like from like where you, I think there's like a different term. It's like an unofficial term that they have for the Chinese astronauts. I don't remember what
Okay.
it was called, but yeah, I don't know why they have different names, but basically everyone was like, you know what, Russia, you can keep your cosmonaut name because you have a long history of human space flight. They were the first to put the human in space. They hold the records basically for a lot of the records for the longest time in space and like stuff like that. Records for
Wow.
like most number of spacewalks. They're like, you know what? We respect you. You can keep your cosmonaut name, essentially.
Good for them. 'Cause
I
like
know.
what? Like everyone else would have been like, "No, you're an astronaut." And then they would have been like, "Cosmonaut."
Actually, yeah. So just going into space does not make you an astronaut or a cosmonaut.
Okay. I thought you had to be certified to go to space.
You do.
But then how are you not an astronaut or a cosmonaut?
Well, okay. So there's like NASA during the 1980s, I guess, NASA maintained three titles for people that flew on the space shuttle: pilot astronauts, mission specialist astronauts, and payload specialists. And basically, these like payload specialists didn't undergo the full astronaut training, so they didn't achieve the title of astronaut. But I guess
Cool. So
you can
then
still go into like space.
I have issues with this. 'Cause it's
I mean,
like,
Jeff Bezos isn't an
no, he
astronaut.
did not. He did not. They didn't even break through the
I know.
atmosphere. He went in a space shuttle or something. It was
That's what I'm
not.
saying, though. Like, he's not an astronaut.
Yeah, but like you'd think if you're
But he
going
got to
on
go to
like a
spaceship.
space mission, you should get the title of astronaut. And like, 'cause I feel like everyone would have to be trained to like, in case something like, what if every single person on your ship died except for like you and you're like the one who's like not an astronaut and you're like, guess I'm screwed trying to get
Yeah, like, how are
home?
you gonna
Like,
like fly? Yeah, that's
because I'm not a real astronaut. Like,
right. Oh my gosh, I can't
and
even
then
imagine that
like,
happening.
your whole life, like being like, someone's like, and my, uncle's an astronaut, and the uncle's like, actually, I'm just a payload specialist,
Oh my gosh.
not an
Well,
astronaut, but I did
something
go on that space mission.
something
Not
I
an
should have looked up
astronaut.
is like the I didn't look up like the all the animals that have been in space. Like, are they considered astronauts or
Oh, let's see. Are the
animal knots?
animals who traveled through space astronauts? Oh my gosh, we're not the only people. Oh wow. As well as the first fruit flies and Laika, the dog, since the 1940s, a variety of animals have sent into space, including ants, cats, frogs, and jellyfish.
Ants?
And fruit flies. To date, a total of 32 monkeys have flown in space. These species include rhesus macaques, squirrel monkeys, and pigtail monkeys. Chimpanzees have also flown. That didn't answer. Animals in space. Ooh, listen, there's a whole list of them.
Kind of sad that
Monkeys.
like an animal will be like way more successful than I will ever be. Like has already been
There's a
I
lot of animals who are more successful than us, so.
know. It's crazy.
Monkeys and apes, dogs, cats, tortoises, mice, rats, rabbits, fish, frogs,
There was fish.
spiders, yeah. Quail eggs,
Spiders.
which hatched in the 1990 on Mir,
Wow.
and insects.
What's their birthplace? Just like space?
I don't know because they were laid on Earth. They just took the quail eggs to space.
Oh, true.
In 1972, five mice, Fee, Fi, Fo, Fum, and Fooey, orbited the moon a record 75 times.
That's great naming.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. Oh, just kidding. Someone sent a sheep and a duck and a rooster and a hot air balloon, and the duck survived, serving as the experimental control.
What? Does
And
that mean the other
then,
ones died?
Wow.
How do they even? I don't even
High
know.
altitude balloon launches carrying fruit flies, mice, hamsters, guinea pigs, cats, dogs, frogs, goldfish, and monkeys to heights up to 27 miles. And these were to test radiation exposure, physiological
Oh my
response,
gosh.
life support, and recovery systems. Why? What is
Okay.
the thing with fruit flies?
So much for not testing on animals.
How are we containing fruit flies? The first animals sent into space were fruit flies.
How are fruit
The
flies
purpose of the
comparable to human
experiment
life?
was to explore the effects of radiation exposure at high altitudes.
Oh.
Well, okay. Oh, this is kind of sad. Monkeys that flew in space between the 1950s and 60s were under anesthesia during lunch, and the death rate was very
Launch?
high. Yeah, sorry, launch, not lunch.
The
Whoa.
death rate was high. That's sad.
Yeah.
Dang. Well,
Oh, there's a lot of dogs
so
who've survived space flight.
that's good.
Yeah. And there were bullfrogs that went on the mission orbiting frog Otoliss satellite to understand more about space
Do they
motions.
have to like make like little spacesuits
They
for all these
sent
animals? Like, I hope they
bullfrog
do.
they sent bullfrogs to learn more about space motion sickness. What?
My goodness.
I'm so confused.
I don't know how that works, but
Silkworms, garden orbs, spiders, carpenter bees, harvest ants, and Japanese keelyfish. Wow. Oh, wow. Some of those were found alive after the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster.
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ants, stick insect eggs, and brine shrimp cysts. I don't like that word.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot about these animals that went into space. Geckos. To study the microgravity on reproductive habits of reptiles. Why are we spending money on that? I guess, no, that was Russia. That was Russia. Why are they spending
All I can
this?
think is like the Geico
Yeah.
character, like in a
Yeah.
spacesuit. I
What?
don't know.
On June 3, 2021, SpaceX CRS-22 launched tardigrades, which are water bears. I don't know what. Hold on, I'm clicking on the
Water
picture.
bears.
Oh, they're like little microorganisms.
A sea bear?
Hawaiian bobtail squid to the ISS. The squid were launched as hatchlings and will be studied to see if they can incorporate their symbiotic bacteria into their light organ while in space.
Why do they need to know that, though?
I don't know. But the only cat that was in space was Felicet, a stray Persian cat who has ever successfully been launched into space as part of the French space program. She's
Wow.
one of 14 female cats trained for space flight
Wow.
and had
How would you?
electrodes implanted into her skull.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine trying to like train an animal to like go into space?
What did they do? Put them in like those zero like G things and like submit
Poor
them around?
things don't even know what's going on. Like,
Really puts the meaning behind shaking a dead cat.
oh my gosh. Like, those poor things are like gonna be, they're like so confused.
What the heck? Rory can like hardly handle when I try to like pick her up, much
Oh
less go
my,
into space. Oh my gosh. She was so confused the other day because I fed her before taking her out. So then when we went out, when we came back in, she sat right down next to her food bowl and wouldn't leave me alone until I gave her a little bit more food because her routine has always been go outside, then eat, not eat, and then go outside.
Oh,
I was waiting for rain to go away, but I was like,
that's funny.
no.
She's so
Oh.
smart. Okay, so I have a few more facts.
Okay.
All American astronauts actually need to be able to read Russian.
Oh.
I guess space travel has become more like collaborative, and astronauts need to be able to read Russian manuals to work on the Russian side of the ISS. So
All right.
that's also part of their training, I guess, is to learn Russian,
That's cool.
which I feel like Russian sound like it looks so confusing. I don't
It's a
know.
little
Like, it looks
intimidating
scary. Yeah,
because it's
it's
just a different
intimidating.
alphabet, but
Right, yeah. Yeah.
that's cool though.
Ash, yeah. Astronauts actually stretch in space. So, like, they grow about 3% taller.
Didn't we
And
talk about
then
that last week?
I thought we did.
I think we did.
And I, like,
Because
looked
like
that up.
the
And, like, that's only, like, for me, that would be, like, a third of an inch. Like, you wouldn't even be able to notice it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So becoming an astronaut is a very grueling process. For example, in 2017, 18,000 people applied to NASA to become an astronaut. Now, these are all individuals with, like, top of the class degrees, experience, stamina, intelligence, fitness. The selection process takes 18 months, and
Oh
out of
my
these
gosh.
eight, yeah, out of these 18,000, only about 8 to 14 candidates are chosen to complete full astronaut training.
Wow.
So, like, what is 8 divided by 18,000? Like, 0.0004%,
Oh my gosh. That's like
or point
actually
zero, I guess
insane.
percent it would be, sorry, 0.04%, I think. Two decimal places over. Yeah.
That's actually insane.
Yeah. So probably don't count on it. I don't know. Don't quit your day job while you're applying to become
Okay.
an astronaut.
I'll try my best 'cause, I was really thinking about it.
Yeah. Well,
Wow.
you have to be really in shape because in space, bone and muscle, like, deterioration is a very real risk, and all astronauts have to exercise for at least 2 hours every single day to maintain just, like, required muscle mass and bone density.
Like in space or just like on Earth?
While they're in space.
Okay, that's still wild.
Yeah, at least 2 hours every single day. Do not miss. Otherwise, your muscles are gonna waste away. That's sick. That's scary. And then lastly, part of their training, I thought that was kind of this was kind of cool. They have, like, a neutral buoyancy lab. It's located at the Sonny Carter Training Facility, which is near the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. So the neutral buoyancy lab's main feature is just basically this, like, gigantic indoor pool. And what they do is the astronauts kind of, like, get in their space gear, and it helps them, like, perform a lot of simulated EVA tasks in
Whoa.
preparation for upcoming missions.
Wait,
So,
that's
like, they can
cool.
practice. Yeah, they can practice, like, these, like, spacewalk missions underwater, kind of.
Cool.
So they, like, wear these suits designed specifically to provide, like, neutral buoyancy to, like, simulate the microgravity.
Wow.
And
Wow.
the pool is,
How
like,
do people
massive.
think
It's,
of these things
I
to
know, right?
know how to like replicate it?
Right? It's so, like, this, like, lab is, like, a like the pool, it's 202 feet in length, 102 feet in width, and 40 feet deep.
That's gigantic.
So, and, like, the pool holds 6.2 million gallons of water.
Quick, how much is that in saliva that we
Oh my gosh. Well, think about it like
someone do the
this.
math.
6.2 million gallons of water. I looked it up. An Olympic swimming pool is only 660,000 gallons of water.
Oh, wow.
So this is, like, massive. This is, like,
Yeah, I'd say.
just, like, a gigantic pool. I can't imagine, like, a pool that big.
No, my brain doesn't comprehend numbers above like 4.
Because isn't, like, a football field around, like, 100, or, I guess, feet? Never mind. Just kidding. JK, JK.
Okay. I was gonna say
I was
you're
feet versus yards.
asking someone who asked how many quarters were
It's late.
in a game, so
It's late. It is past 10 o'clock. I'm
it
not thinking.
is. It is.
So, yeah,
Late
that
for
is all I
us.
have on, like, kind
Wow.
of astronauts, smattering
That
of.
was so cool.
I
I want to
know.
know more. Tell me more. I feel like I could talk about this all day. That's really cool.
Know. Just like learning about like the suits, like I never thought about like what exactly they were made of or like the processes that
Yeah.
like went on inside them. Like I literally just was like, oh, it's just like a puffy suit, like a coat.
Yeah.
But like just even like that like first layer where it was like all the cooling water tubes, like who came up with that? Like that's crazy.
No, seriously, that, wow. That just like baffles my mind. It baffles.
A lot of smart people.
Yeah. A lot of smart people. That's cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I'm hoping like in our lifetime we get to be able to see like the new spacesuits be developed and like
Yeah.
even them like go to Mars or something. That would be really
Yeah.
cool to
That'd be
like
so crazy.
be the generation that sees the first man on Mars. Like that would be
Yeah.
awesome.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Take those fruit flies.
Not me.
You're not gonna do it?
I don't even think I could do the 2 hours a day of exercise.
You could work up to it.
Depends on like how
They probably wouldn't
intense like
take
of
me
their
because of
workout. Like
my scoliosis.
is it just like walking for 2 hours? Is it like
No.
cardio? Like what is it?
They gotta maintain muscle mass. They're not just walking
I can walk. I can like speed walk.
for 2 hours.
Maybe not.
Although, this is a thought I had. I bet zero gravity would just feel so good on like my spine. Because it's just
Probably.
so like condensed.
Like it
But
would
like,
stretch it out a little bit, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
Just what I need. What I really need is someone just to like peel my spine out like one of those strings off of a banana and then just do a little like make it straight and then like it right back in.
oh my goodness. You'd be taller.
I know, I'd be like 2 to 3 inches taller. My legs are so long for my body.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
So, that has been your smattering of space facts.
Thanks, Mel. And give us a follow. You know how. Listen to all of our episodes. Please, and thank you if you have already.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.